Good afternoon. Welcome to another module in the Microsoft Virtual Academy series for small businesses. Today we're going to be covering a very interesting topic, and that of funding and digital marketing. There are two parts in this actual topic. Make sure to catch the second one as well, more in detail on digital marketing. But just to start with this one, we need to understand funding first and how you can get away as an SME with starting a business with very little funding. But I'm Catherine Young. You know me well by now. No introduction, I'm sure. But more importantly, Prashant, welcome.
Thank you, Catherine. Always a pleasure.
Awesome. We are really excited to learn about what you're going to be teaching us today. And to the audience, meet Prashant. Prashant, meet the audience.
Hi, everyone. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Fantastic. Before we get into the detail of the topic, tell us a little bit about yourself, about LilyPad, etc.
Well, about myself, I'm a crazy person, basically. I decided to resign and start my own business
Fantastic.
A couple of years ago, and three businesses later, I'm running and growing LilyPad Leads.
Fantastic.
The first one was a cardboard chair company, and thereafter an architecture company. Then I realized that my passion was actually to grow businesses.
That is fantastic.
And here we are.
And you are in the right place, because we have many many businesses who really follow this this channel quite seriously,
yeah,
as they're learning on their journey. So for the audience, it's a great guest to have in studio. We're going to be learning a lot from Prashant, and I'm looking forward to the discussion. Let's start with the topic, right? So funding is always this big challenge for when, especially for SMEs who are in ideation phase and wanting to start, but they don't quite know how. Talk to me about funding at ideation stage.
Okay, so funding at ideation stage is actually quite a dangerous thing.
Right.
I meet a lot of entrepreneurs who think that they need funding to take, to basically turn the idea into a business.
Mm.
Now the danger in that is it's just an idea.
Mm.
Even though when we're starting that business or that idea, we think it's amazing, there might not be clientele for that idea.
Yeah.
Or there might not be a demand for that idea.
Yeah.
And the main thing is that if we're taking someone's money and we're plugging it into an idea that we think is going to work, but we haven't tested it yet.
Exactly.
We are putting ourselves in a very, very risky position.
Mm.
And I don't think funding at ideation stage should actually happen. Possibly seed funding if you really need minor sort of capital to start your business.
Mm.
But don't go out there and look for a couple million rand or dollars before you can start your business.
I love what you're saying, and I get what you're saying. We work with a lot of entrepreneurs, and you're right. Very often the entrepreneurs feel that money would solve the problem.
Yeah.
But then the idea is maybe not validated, or the business model is not what it should be, etc. So you were also speaking as part of the preparation for the session around very often they get into an idea, they get funding, they get into the idea, and then they go hire people.
That's it. So what happens is the first thing that someone generally does when they get funding is they think, great, I've made my money, I want to get out of my business,
yeah,
and I'm going to take someone else now and put them in that place.
Yeah.
And even though it sounds like a lovely idea, it doesn't work that way, because first of all, it's your idea.
Mm.
You know the culture that you want to build. You know the idea. You know the power of what you want to build.
Mm.
You understand it better than anyone else does.
Mm.
And the problem with that is if you take someone, you try to put them in your place,
mm,
and you're hoping that they have the same idea as you, and that's just not the case. They will never have the same idea as you. So when you hire someone and make them fill a spot that you don't actually know what spot they're filling,
mm,
that's the biggest problem, because they will destroy that idea.
Mm.
Or it'll become an idea that was completely different from what you envisioned.
Yeah.
Either way, it's doomed.
Yeah, I agree. And then with that, then destroy the brand or destroy reputation, etc.
That's it. Destroy the brand, destroy reputation. And also you took a couple million dollars or rands of funding, which is now gone,
mm,
and you're bankrupt.
Mm.
And that's just at stage one. You just hired the first person.
Mm.
So never really put yourself in that situation. If you're going to take the funding, make sure that you're putting it into understanding if there's a problem worth solving in the,
yeah,
first place. Take that money and really understand who your target audience is, understand what you're bringing to the table, and when you understand that, by all means, bring someone on board to help build the business, but never pull yourself out of the business and put someone else in that early.
I absolutely agree with you. I think it's so important for the entrepreneurs to understand that funding is not solving all the problems. And also, as you say, what you're implying is that the responsibility that comes with when you take funding on
is a big responsibility, yes. And most people think that money, basically a lot of people think that money solves your problems. Mm. Money doesn't solve your problem. Money is a tool. Mm. And you take that tool and it's purely used to build your vision. Money is something you can use it to amplify the growth, and you can use it to put systems in place or possibly hire people. But the money that's paying for people's salary should actually be coming from your business. Mm. Your business should be the self-sustaining organism that's bringing its own money. It's sustaining itself. It's paying for its team salaries. Mm. It doesn't even have to grow itself, but it has to sustain itself. Mm. If you're looking for funding, you need something that's already self-sufficient, that is surviving on its own, and you're only plugging in funding to grow that business.
Prashant, I love what you're saying, because what we're also finding, and this is specifically, I don't know if you're coming across this as well, specifically in the technology startup space. So I know that we're speaking to SMEs across all sectors and industries, but in the technology specific startup space, we find often that the technology startups have this idea and probably developed through Silicon Valley, but this idea that they will grow their businesses on other people's money.
Yeah.
I don't have an issue with that in principle, but the point that you've touched on that I really agree with is that by the time you take that money, you should be so sure that you have a business that you can use that money optimally. Because ultimately, it's still the investor's money. It's not your own.
That's it. You see, they have the correct mind. There's a thought that's being twisted there.
Mm.
Yes, you should use other people's money to build your business.
Mm.
When someone says other people's money, it's the clients that you are adding value to.
Mm.
You're giving them value, they're giving you their money, and you're taking that money to grow your business. But if there's someone that you're not really giving any value to, you're taking their money and you're saying that I'm going to have this big, amazing business one day.
Mm.
That's a risk. You haven't given that person anything and you're taking their money based on a sort of a dream.
Yeah.
But if you're able to understand what sort of value you give and then take money for that, that's money that you can use to grow your business.
I absolutely love what you're saying. And then there's also a level of respect when you know that an SME has first bootstrapped, has put in some of their own equity, their own sweat, to get a business off the ground. There's a different level. We work with many SMEs and we find it that those who have just received money and not planning how they're going to spend it and sort of figuring it out as they go versus those who've put some sweat in and hard nights and long nights and their own business and bonded their homes again and their cars, you know, to just get some money into the business.
And investors are looking for those kind of people.
You're
investors are looking for the people that can improvise, that can become efficient with very little amount of resource. And if they can do amazing things with a very small amount of resource, an investor will definitely be willing to jump in at a later stage, of course, once you've set everything up, and they will give you as much money as you want because they can see how you can make a rand or a dollar stretch.
Mm.
So with the amount of money they give, you will scale your business in a big, big way.
Yeah.
Investors invest in people, not in businesses.
Yeah, exactly. And that's such a good lead-in for the next point of discussion that we have. So what do potential investors want? I mean, there's this cloud surrounding investment and how do you access it and how many different rounds and what's the difference between an angel round and a Series A or a Series B? But what do investors want?
Well, investors generally want to make a return on their investment.
Mm.
And if you look at them like you would look at, like you'd see your client,
mm.
an investor wants to know that there's very little risk involved and that he is going to make a return on his investment.
Mm.
And the only way you can promise that to him is if your business has gained traction. You're making sales, you have clients, you know exactly what your clients need, you know exactly what their problems are, and you know that the solution that you're offering is solving their problem.
Mm.
And only once you have that stage will an investor be open to approaching you and saying, you know, I see that you understand your business well, you understand your customers, I will fund you.
Mm.
They're looking for a sure investment.
Mm. So, Prashant, you had a very good point just now.
Mm-hmm.
You were saying that investors back people, not necessarily businesses.
Yes.
That was a fascinating statement that you made. Explain that to me.
Okay, so everyone can come up with amazing ideas. Mm. Ideas are a dime a dozen, basically. Mm. That everyone knows that saying. But investors back people because there's a certain kind of person that'll take an idea and make sure that it works. It's a person that's very driven. It's a person that doesn't need much in terms of resource. It's a person that will fight against all odds to take that idea and bootstrap it, like we say, or basically have a little jar with change in it and use that change to build a business. Mm. They don't need much.
Mm.
And investors will back someone like that.
Mm.
Someone that they know, if they give their money to, this person is going to make this idea work.
Mm.
And that is the only surety that you can have. An idea can die at any minute. Mm. But the person backing the idea has the drive.
Mm.
And they can make any idea work.
It's powerful what you're saying. I mean, for the SMEs then, that means the responsibility is on each and every one of ourselves as SMEs to make it work and not to be entitled to just want money from investors.
Yes.
Without putting real skin and sweat in the game.
That's it. Mm. The business. Everyone looks at it as building the business.
Mm.
But in actual fact, when you're building a business, your core product is not actually the business's product. It's you.
Mm.
It's who you are becoming, what sort of qualities you're developing, how you're learning to hone in on your skill of, and how can I understand my clients? How can I understand problems better? How can I create solutions better? You are developing as a person, and you are the product that investors want to invest
exactly.
in, not your business's product.
Exactly. I love that. How valuable is that information that we've just received? Okay, so, and then would an investor, so, we always say investors want to invest in companies where there's a bit of traction.
Yes.
Can you flesh that out a little bit?
Sure. So when investors want to invest in an idea that has traction, it basically means that it has the business has a demand is fulfilling a demand.
Yeah, yeah.
And the person that owns the business understands the problems that they're solving, and they know for a fact that the solution that they've created is the perfect solution for the problem.
Yeah.
Once that happens, an idea gains traction.
Yeah.
And what traction means is that you have a lot of clients approaching you. You have your clients that you do have writing raving reviews about you. They're extremely happy. You're solving the problem in the best way possible.
Yeah.
And once you have that stage and your business tends to grow very organically, clients are referring you, getting more clients, your business is growing. That's what an investor looks at.
Mm.
Traction, natural traction
mm.
that hasn't been brought about by money. Mm. It's been brought about by effort and by you understanding the client's problems and solving that problem in the best possible way.
I love that. And then use your clients. Word of mouth is the best way of growing your business. Use your clients to spread the word of mouth. If there's good service, good products, etc., etc., they will spread the word.
That's
what you say. Then the investors will see the traction in the business.
Exactly.
Okay. So if you're starting with no funding, I mean, I know that sounds crazy, right? So let's assume we're not going to try and find investment. We're going to start with no funding.
Right.
How do we do that?
You have an idea.
Mm.
The first thing that you need to understand is, who am I going to provide this idea to?
Mm.
And generally, a lot of successful businesses, and you'll find them everywhere, that the main client is actually the person building the business.
Yeah.
They understand the problem, they have the problem, they feel the problem, and they know exactly what sort of solution they want to solve that problem.
Yeah, that's true.
And when you have that, you have something that you can solve. If you are not the ideal client, then perfect. Go out and test it.
Mm.
So whether it's developing a quick landing page or something to get the idea out there to say, are you having problem X? Because this is a solution that can solve that. And this is the features of that solution. And this is how you'll feel after we've solved it.
Yeah.
If people react to something like that, you know that you have something.
Yeah.
That's how you take something that's just an idea and bring clients into it and start solving people's problems.
Mm.
And what you'll generally find is it won't be perfect at first.
Mm.
Clients will possibly tell you this could be improved or that worked too slow or whatever it might be. But that's when you've started a business.
Yeah.
That's what you need to develop. That's what you need to work on. That's what you need to change in order to solve their problems in a better way.
Yeah.
And wow them basically every single time so that they can refer other people to your business. And that's a simple idea into a growing business.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. I mean, that's a relatively inexpensive way, the example that you've just shared, to validate the business, to validate the idea, get feedback. What you're saying is make the clients feel part of developing that solution and
that's
saying, yes, it's good or not, no, it's not good.
And I speak from experience on that point because I ran my first business, the cardboard chair business, which was you took recycled cardboard, you made chairs, and I thought people could sell that.
Yeah.
But they, that was a perfect solution for me.
Right.
And it never worked. The idea died. Because the person that I thought would become the client didn't need that.
Yes.
They could just stack up tons of pieces of cardboard and sell it for a better profit and very little effort.
Right.
So even though you think you have an awesome idea, you need to test it. You need to find who is that client, who's that person that's willing to pay for the service.
Mm.
And it always comes down to the same question. Do I have a problem worth solving?
Yeah, exactly.
That's when you take an idea to it.
Exactly. You're so right. You know, very often some of the SMEs we work with, they feel that they are either too shy or too afraid to go and do that market validation. Yeah. And I always say to them, that's like one of the first steps to know if you're going to be a successful entrepreneur or not, because it's not easy, right? There are many things entrepreneurs have to do that feel terrible, that don't feel comfortable, but we have to do it anyway.
Yes.
So I love how you say go on a very inexpensive way, validate your product, your service before you take it out into the market.
That's
it will save a lot of money.
It will save a lot of money. Mm. And not only that, but you're going to learn a ton when you do that.
Mm.
It's extremely uncomfortable to go and approach people and basically ask them, are you having this problem because I have the solution?
Yeah.
Would you like something?
Yeah.
It's going out of your comfort zone. It's going to challenge you at every single level, but you need to do it because that is the only way that you will find the client that's willing to pay for this, and you'll understand their problems better by having a conversation with them, and that will help you provide a better solution.
Mm.
You need to do that.
Great advice. That is great advice. So make sure you do your market validation before you start spending a lot of money, or other people's money for that matter. Okay, so let's just talk about the starting with no funding just a little bit more. Building foundations. Can you explain that to me a little bit more?
Building foundations in terms of the actual business, so understanding your clients?
Mm.
Okay. Well, the foundation that you're generally looking to build is, in today's world, you can't really just have a product or just have a service.
Mm.
So you need to understand what you're building.
Yeah.
And when you're building that, you're mapping out a business. Many people call this a business plan or a growth strategy, or it's basically just a random sketch sometimes on a napkin.
Yes.
But that is your foundation.
Yes.
You need to take that and you need to trouble test it basically in any possible way that you can. Understand exactly how people will use your solution, and is this foundation strong enough? Now, when you're setting up foundations, you're putting systems in place.
Yeah.
You're putting possibly software in place that can handle your clients coming in and you solving their problem.
Yeah.
You're building platforms that can facilitate that engagement. You are, even if it's buying an email account, that's a foundation, that's a foundational piece.
Mm.
You're setting up platforms and processes in place that enable you to communicate with your customers and solve the problem that they're having in a certain way.
Mm.
And that's the foundation that you need to be building.
Jeez, I like how you've just simplified that, because you almost really validate that it's relatively easy to get a very light structure up.
Yeah.
But with that, you are putting foundational pieces in place. And you stress test it every time and see which ones work and which ones don't.
I absolutely
love that. So we can do a lot without money at first, right?
Yes.
I get that, and we validate the idea. We bootstrap where we can. When do you ask for funding?
You ask for funding once you have traction.
Mm.
Once you have a business that has enough clients to sustain itself, that is self-sufficient, that is paying its staff, that is running almost, I'm not going to say smoothly, but it's going and you can see that there's a demand, you know who your client is, and you know that you're fulfilling that demand.
Mm.
Once you've reached that sort of comfortable stage, that's when you go and get funding.
Yeah. So it's not to fix your problems, it's to grow your business, right?
Exactly that. Money is not there to fix your problems.
Yeah.
It's something that you plug into your business to help it grow and expand.
Yeah.
But you need something that's already capable of growing and expanding. And that goes back to the foundation. If you don't understand what your client's problems are and how exactly you're solving it, plugging money into something that's going to self-destruct at any point is not a good idea.
You just create a very big bang. That's
exactly.
All. Mm. Okay, that's absolutely fascinating. So the money would be coming very handy once you're ready to grow your business.
That's it.
But the foundation needs to be in place. You need to know you are solving the right problems.
Yes.
And now you want to grow your business, and then you bring money in.
Yes, you need to understand everything about your business.
Mm.
What culture you bring in? What kind of people are you going to employ?
Mm.
Do you have a lot of automated systems? Is a lot of handmade items?
Yeah.
And, and people interacting with each other. How do they communicate with your clients? How do you market?
Yeah.
You haven't even tested which platforms work best for you. Do you need a billboard? Maybe you don't need a billboard.
Yeah.
Maybe you just need a website.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't need a website.
Yeah.
Maybe it's actually flyers that works for
yeah.
you. But you need to have tested all of those things out before you can go and ask for funding.
Yeah. Prashant, it's been absolutely fascinating to have you in the studio. Make sure to catch our next session on interviewing Prashant, also going more into digital marketing. Just in closing, any other resources that you may want to go look at? We've got Starting Your Business with No Funding. CEDA.org.za has really great information on that. Go and check it out. 8 Must Starts to Start Your Business with Little or No Capital. Don't just start a business, rather solve a problem, as Prashant was teaching us. And then Starting Your Own Home Business, the good and the bad and the ugly about that. So really, hand on heart, SMEs, from one SME to another. I think what Prashant is asking us and challenging us is to say, do we have a business where funding is maybe not what it needs, but more focus in validation of products and services and keeping clients happy? Or do we want funding for the right reasons of growth? That question is in your heart and in your mind. Until next time, thank you. Goodbye.